Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Mayit Katan Tesvav. We begin on Yidal Adam Bey's second line from the bottom. We're going to discuss three individuals: an Avel, who's in a state of mourning, a Metzora, and a Menuda, a fellow who is excommunicated, perhaps due to his lack of cooperation with the Bezin, perhaps because he negated a Talmud Chacham, he was Mevaza Talmud Chacham. In any case, we have three individuals who are somewhat similar. In certain ways, we compare one to the other. They're limited in their various activities. They have to remain separate, of course, each for his own reason. Each one in its own context. The Avel is meant to show Kavod HaMeis. He misses the Meis, so he's meant to minimize self-care, self-grooming, etc. The Menuda is meant to suffer his consequence and keep separate, keep away, learn his lesson. A Metzora, there as well, it's a process of Oynesh, of Kapora. He keeps separate, he doesn't groom, etc. We're going to see that each one of these individuals has to limit, has to minimize in certain activities. In some ways they're similar, in some ways not. And the Gemara will go through case by case what limitations and restrictions and halachas apply to the Avel, to the Menuda, or to the Metzora. Says the Gemara, Avel also betasperis. An Avel may not cut his hair for the first 30 days. How do we know that? Hashem tells Aaron HaKohen's remaining two sons, after Nadav v'Avihu were taken from them, he tells Elazar v'Isamar, you don't conduct yourself as an ordinary Avel. You don't let your hair grow. You're Kehanim serving the Mikdash, Roshechem altifro. Don't allow your hair to grow wild. Mashma, this implies Michlal, the Kuli Alma Osir. Typically, an Avel is meant to let his hair grow. So this is a mocker that an Avel may not trim his hair during the period of Avelus. What about the other two individuals? Menudin, a fellow who was excommunicated. Umetzoy Roin, a fellow who was a Metzoyra. Mahen Betasperis, what about trimming their hair? Tashma, Reva Braisa. Menudin Umetzoy Roin, Asurin, Le Saper, Le Kabes. Even these two individuals must refrain from barbering or laundering their clothing. Braisa continues, Menudin Shemes, a fellow died when he was still in a state of nidui. He never went to release himself from that nidui. Bezdin soiklin saroinai. Bezdin will place a stone. It will stone his coffin. Rabbi Da'imer, he says, look, loishi amidu olav gal avonim. It doesn't mean they pile up a huge pile of stones. Ki galay shel ochen, like they did when ochen was stoned. It doesn't mean to that extent. It just means symbolically. Bezin sends over a large stone, and they place that one stone on his coffin. This informs everybody, this teaches all a lesson. Look, it's a serious business. When one is nisnada, and he doesn't seek to remove that nidui, he dies in that state. Indeed, stones, somewhat stones, his coffin as well. In any case, we learn that a Menuda and a Metzora are usur in Taspiris. They don't cut their hair, just as an Avel. So when it comes to Taspiris, all three individuals, Avel, Menuda, and Metzora, are equal and the same. What about the next item? Avel Chayev Bativas HaRosh. Avel is meant to wrap his head. So then they used to take some sort of scarf, some sort of beged, like a hood, cover their head and their face up until their past their nose, near their mustache. Atifas HaRosh, as a sign of mourning. How do we know this? Midiko Amale Rachmoni Lichaskel. Hashem tells Yicheskel Hanavi, your wife is going to pass away, but you're not going to observe all the halachos of Avelus. Why? This is going to be a simon, like a remez, a precedent to what's going to happen eventually by Kal Yisrael when their mason will die, and they won't have that opportunity to observe Avelus properly. So he tells him, "Valei sat al safam." You won't cover until the mustache, meaning you won't wrap yourself like an oval. You will not observe that aspect of avelus. We learn from him, mechlal, apparently, that's typical for an oval. Mechlal de kuli alma mechayvi. Typically, an oval is meant to wrap himself. So that's clear. An oval, yes. What about a menuda? Mahu batifas arish. A person in a state of nida. Does he do this as well? Amar Avisa tashma, I'll bring a raya. The answer is yes. We have a Mishnah in Tanis. When they were fasting, as a result of the drought. So the Mishnah says, V'hein mas'atfin, they would wrap themselves, V'yoshvin, and sit, k'menudin, u'kaveil, like a menuda and like an oval, achi rachmu aleim and Hashemayim, until they elicit rachmanus from Hashem, and they're answered. It seems from the Mishnah that a menuda is meant to conduct himself in this manner, is meant to do atifas haroish, amrli abayi. How do you bring a raya from that case? Dilma, perhaps, you can differentiate between a menuda la shamayim who is shani. In that case, they were distanced from Hashem, so to speak. It was a bin adam la mokim situation. Hashem was ignoring their pleas, so to speak. So perhaps that's different. That's shani de chomer. It's more severe than your typical menuda who was entangled with bezdin. Perhaps that doesn't have the same level of severity. And that doesn't require atifa sarosh. So you have no raya from menuda la shamayim from that mission. Okay, that's a question mark. We're not sure. What about Mitzurah? Mahu batifa sarosh. Does he cover himself? Tashma? Yes, he does. Val safa miyata, the pasuk, which teaches us, mechlal shechayev batifa sarosh. He covers himself until his safa, until the mouth, until his mouth. Shema menot, it's a clear raya. So oval, yes. Mitzurah, yes. And menuda, we're not sure. What about wearing tefillin? Avil also laniach tefillin. He doesn't wear tefillin. How do we know? From that same pasuk by Yecheskel Hanavi. Hashem tells Yecheskel Hanavi, you're not going to conform to the practices of an ordinary avil. You'll have the adornment on you. Your tefillin will be worn when you will be an avil. You're not going to observe dini avilus. Apparently, the conventional avil is also Banochas tefillin, the first and second days, as we're going to see later on in the Masecht. What about menuda? Mahu betefillin? Take it, we're not sure. What about mitzvah? Mahu betefillin? Tashma, v'atzorua l'rabbis kohen gadol, we had this yesterday. Pasuk describes all the practices of a mitzvah, tear in clothing, long hair. The word v'atzorua is an extra word, we already know. We're discussing a mitzvah, it's coming to include a kohen gadol, who must conform to these halachas. The pasuk continues with the words "begadav yil ferumim." We learn from here, "sheyu mikuroim." He should have torn clothing. The pasuk continues, "veroishay yiyaparo." His head should be overgrown. "Ein periyah." The lashon "periyah" means elagidul seyar, letting his hair grow. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So that's his opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he learns differently. "Veroishay yiyaparo" means instead of long hair, "paro" means exposed, uncovered, like by a soita, of pora es roish ha'isha. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Nemra havaya v'roish. In the same pasuk, we have the lashon havaya pertaining to one's head. V'roish shay yiye parua. V'nemra havaya bebeged. And in the same pasuk, we have the lashon havaya yiye pertaining to the beged. Begod of yiyu prumim. We connect it to. We draw a parallel. Ma havaya hamura bebeged. Just like the lashon havaya pertaining to beged is discussing something which is not the person himself, or rather on top of the person. Davar shechutz migufoy, it's outside his guf, meaning his begotim, af havaya. Ha'amura barosh, likewise, the discussion regarding his head is davar shechutz migufoy, something outside his body. So rather than discussing his hair, letting his hair grow, no, we're speaking about something that's extra, on top of his guf. What is that? My love, atfilin. So the Gemara here interjects, okay, so apparently Rabbi Akiva is speaking about tefillin. He must not wear tefillin. His head has to be exposed, uncovered. No tefillin. So that would seem to be a riot. That was Shaila. Mitzvah doesn't have tefillin. Omer ha-papaloi. No, we're not speaking about tefillin. Akumta v'sudra. We're speaking about a cap, ornamental, a scarf. So he has to expose himself. He can be all dressed up, but perhaps tefillin he'll still wear. Okay, so regarding tefillin, na'aval X, a menuda, we're not sure, and the material as well. We'll leave it as a question mark. What about greeting people? Avil osur b'she'ilas shalom. An Avil does not do that. He keeps to himself, subdued, low-key. He mourns the passing of that mace as an expression of covet for that mace. How do we know this? D'ka'amal l'rachman l'yicheskel. Hashem tells Yicheskel, when you will experience avelus, he anik doim. Doim means be silent. So, pain yourself with silence. Apparently that's the way Avil conducts himself with silence. He doesn't greet people. It's interesting that Tosfos points this out. And here we find that Yicheskel would observe some halachos of avelus, as opposed to previously where we said, he's not going to wrap himself. He'll wear the tefillin. Unlike your typical Avil, this is going to be a sign for what's coming to Klal Yisrael. They will not have the opportunity to have avelus on their mason. And here we find, he'onik daim, remain silent like an Avil. So Tosfos answers, and Mefarshim explain Tosfos' words, as follows. Yicheskel wouldn't engage in practices which were visibly, which were obviously avelus related. So he would wear the tefillin instead of not. He would not wrap his head instead of yes. Because this was meant to be a sign for Klal Yisrael that they will not have the opportunity to be avelim when they experience misfortune. But when it comes to remaining silent, he has nothing to say. Well, soon the Gemara will learn about refraining from words of Torah. So Yicheskel had to remain silent. He couldn't learn. He has nothing to say. It's not obvious that he's refraining from greeting people because he's an Avil. He's just preoccupied. He's just not learning. He's busy with... So, doing these things, these elements of Avelis, wouldn't really contravene. Wouldn't send mixed messages. It wasn't going to confuse matters because they weren't things which were obviously Avil-related. And therefore, he had to do them. Because after all, he was an Avil. So this provides the marker for our Gemara. Then Avil is also b'she'ilas shalom, just like Yicheskel would not greet people when he was in a state of avelus. What about a minuta? Mahu b'she'ilas shalom? Can he greet people? Amar Rabbi Yosef. The answer is no. Toshma. Who bring a ride from that same Mishnah? Where they experienced a drought. They fasted. And they behaved like an Avil, like a minuta. So they minimized commerce and business. Ubishelas sholem shebedan chaveri, they would refrain, they would minimize all types of greetings. And the Mishnah continues, like who? Kibnei Adam hanazuf elamakim, like people who are distanced from Hashem. Nazifa literally means rebuked. So apparently, one who is in a state of nazifa, being rebuked and distanced and excommunicated, will not engage in shelas shalem. That's a right, that a menuda must not greet people. Amalei Abaye, once again, Abaye responds with the same kasha. How could you bring a raya from one who is menuda to heaven, which is more chamer than menuda as a result of the bezins applying their powers? Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani, maybe that's different to chamer, it's more severe, you can't bring a raya from there. What about a mitzvah? Mahu b'she'el ha'shalom, can he greet people? Pasuk says he's meant to stay separate, in solitude. Could he greet a person from afar? Toshma, Pasuk says, Val Safam Yata, the Mitzvah is meant to cover himself. And we learn from Val Safam Yata, Tosfos says the fact that it says Safam instead of Safa, a lip. So Safam tells you, Shehiyu, Safsaysav Medubaka, Zubazu, his lips should be clenched shut, sealed shut, no greeting, no socializing. Shehei Kemenuda Uke Avil. This is the Brisa continues. Mitzvah is like a Menuda and Avil. Arrive from here. There's no greeting by a mitzvah. Oh, now the question is, we had a shaila regarding a menuda. We left it unanswered, right? We had no raya. This brisa provides a raya. A mitzvah can't greet because he's like a menuda in a novel. Apparently, a menuda has the same halacha. V'niv shet mina le'menuda. Let's bring a raya from here to menuda. Amar of Achabar Pinchas, Mishmeder of Yosef. Take a close look at the wording of the Brisa. Mi ketani she'asur. Does the Brisa then say that the Mitzvah cannot greet people? Is he asur like a Menuda Avil? Doesn't say that. That would indicate that a Menuda can't be she'el sholem. That's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, look, he's going to be like a Menuda Avil. That's number one. Shehei kemenuda ka'avon. Ketani. That's what the Braisa says. The Matzor is compared to them. When it comes to other things, haircuts, etc. And then the Braisa continues. Number two. V'asar nami v'she'la shalom. Matzor also has another restriction. No greeting. But perhaps the menuda can greet. There's no raya from the Braisa one way or the other. So when it comes to greetings, the aval does not. Matzor does not. The menuda, we have a question mark. What about learning Torah, which is mesameach leiv? Avel is also b'divrei Torah, because he has to be in a state of mourning and avelus to show kavod hameis, like he cares about what happened. And that soothes the meis, who still feels connected to his social circle, to his family, back there on earth. So an avel cannot engage in things that gladden the heart, such as Torah. How do we know this? What's the source? Because getting back to Hashem and Yecheskel, it says, Doim, remain silent. And we learn, it means refrain from Torah. What about a menuda? Mahu b'divrei Torah. Amar Rabbi Yosef Tashma. Sure, he could learn. Menuda shoyne. He can even teach others. V'shoyne loy, and be taught by others. Niskar. He can do a job. He can do work for other people, as long as they stay out of his four amis. V'niskar loy, and others can work for him. So a menuda is the first phase of chirim, not so severe. So therefore he can still interact with others. But once he gets to the state of muhram, which is 60 days later, so this fellow doesn't bother removing the nidah, he could care less, and he carries on and in his non-cooperative state with the Beis Din. So he gets to the next state of chirim, muhram. This case is more severe. Loy shoyna, he can't teach others. Loy shoyna, loy, others can't teach him. Loy niskar, he can't work for others. Loy niskar, loy, others can't be hired by him. Avo shoynu la'atzme. But certainly even the muhram could learn privately. Why? Shalayafsik es limudoy. So he doesn't stop learning. Kiyem chayinu. Torah is our life. You can't stop life. There's a girsa on the bottom. Shalayafsid. Islimud, he said, he doesn't learn, he doesn't forget his learning. So he can still learn and review to keep his learning intact. In any case, it's clear from the Braisa. A fellow in Chirim may learn Torah. The Braisa continues, he can earn a basic livelihood as well. He can make himself a small little grocery, to earn a livelihood. What's an example of this small scale business? Zavuni Maya, for instance, setting up a water selling shop. Bepankta, in the valley of the Arvas, where they had a shortage of water, so he can set up a little stand there and sell some water to earn his basic parnos. Shmamina, in any case, it's clear from here that a menuda or a muhra may learn Torah. What about a mitzvah? Mahu betalmud Torah? B'divrei Torah? Tashma, or bring a raya from a braisa, even a mitzvah may learn Torah. Pasuk says, "Vaydatam levanecha, levnei vanecha, inform your descendants, Yoy Masher Matol Fnei Hashem Lakecha b'chirev, tell them about that day way back when, Har Sinai, where you experienced the Matan Torah, and we learn from this pasuk that whenever you learn with your children, it should relate back to the experience of Matan Torah, even to re-experience Matan Torah." Malahalan, just like way back during Matan Torah, it was experienced be'ema with awe, biyiro, ubiyiro with fear, uberesses, ubezia with trembling and trepidation. It was a koilus of brachim. It was an experience like no other. We experienced the revelation of Hashem when He gave us the Torah, Talmud Torah, all throughout the Doros, every day. B'chol yoyim kechadoshim, it's as though it's being given right now, because ultimately, Torah is really that connection to Hashem. And Hashem is learning with you. It's like a fresh Matan Torah on a daily basis. Therefore, you have to prepare yourself accordingly in order to re-experience that same experience. Mikan Amar, we learn from here that your ordinary fellow who is Tamei may learn Torah. Hazoven, Vametzayroin, Ubayle Nides, those who are engaged with a Nida, Mutar and Likrois, a lot to learn. Just because they're Tamei, they don't lose their Talmud Torah writes. Mutar on the Kris, but Torah. They can learn all parts of Torah. But Torah, but Avim, but Ksuvim, but Lishnais, but Medrash, the Brises, but Shas, that's the Gemaras, but Halachas, Halacha Mishma Sinai, but Agadah is the Yeh, Agadah is Hashas. But we have an exception. A Baal Keri. U Baal Keri and Asurin, they may not learn Torah until they're a Teva. Why? Says Rashi, two eyes from the bottom. Baal Keri and Asurin, Levi Shebolehem Machmas Simcha Bekalos Reishu Leka Ema. This is a type of tumah which is uniquely related to frivolity and lightheadedness and is incompatible with the learning Torah experience, which needs to be be'ema be'yira, to really appreciate and derive proper benefit from Torah. In any case, we learn from here, Shema Mina, that a Mitzvah may engage in Torah. So getting back to Talmud Torah, Avil is Asur, a Menuda may learn Torah, and likewise a Mitzvah. What about laundering? Avil also betach poises. He may not launder his clothing. It shouldn't appear like he's engaged in his own grooming and his own affairs rather than paying attention to the mace. How do we know this? Tachsiv vayishlach Yoyev tekua. So Yoyev, he is sent to the town of Tekoya, vayikach misham isha chachama, and he called a wise woman from there. Vayomer lehi, he tells her, ablino, appear like you're an avil. Veliv shino bigde avil. And wear clothing of a mourner, dirty clothing. V'atosuchi shem, and don't smear oil. V'ayis, and present yourself like ki'isha zeyamim rabbe mesabelas. Almeis, like an isha who's in the midst of a long-term avelus. Pretty clear from this pasuk that an avil doesn't freshen his clothing. Menudin mitzurayin, what about them? Mayim tachboises, what about them laundering their clothing? Toshma, Rabbi Brisa, Menudin Mitzurayin, Asurin, Lasapra, Lakabis. This is the Brisa we had on top of Amid, on top of the Amid. That a Menudin Mitzurayin, not meant to groom themselves, not meant to take haircuts or refresh their clothing. Shema Minoah, it's a clear right. So all three, the Aval, the Menudin, the Mitzurayin, not meant to wash their clothing. What about tearing clothing? Aval Chayi Bikriya. The Ka'amul Rachman Labnei Aaron. What's the source for this halacha? That Pasuk. By the Bnei Aaron, who suffered a tragedy, and Hashem tells them, you can't tear your clothing. You're not meant to do what an ordinary avil would do. Lo yisif raymi. Right from here, mechlal, this implies, the kuli alma mechaymiya. Typically, an avil does tear his clothing. What about a menuda? Mahu bikriya, teiku. What about a mitzera? Mahu bikriya, tashma. The god of you, frumin. Pasuk says, the mitzera's clothing are meant to be torn apart. Sheyu mekaran, shema mina. Clear, right? That a mitzera tears his clothing. What about overturning beds throughout the home? Avel is chayi b'kviyas amita. He's meant to turn over his bed. So he says, sit on beds while they ate, they used to sleep on the bed. Everything gets turned over, you're meant to sit on the floor. The Tanakh about Kapara. Kapara explains why. Why does the Avel turn over his bed? The most yukni nasati b'hen, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. I inserted my form into the human being. Rashi says on the top line, B'tzelem lekim asa sa'adam. And what happened now? U'ba'avoyinayisayim, due to their averis, hafachtiya, I had to overturn it from life to death. He no longer has that proper tzura, proper tzelem lekim, and therefore, kafu mitayisayin aleah, overturn your beds. The Korban Eden, the Yerushalmi explains, a bed is a facilitator, fatashmish, fazivuk, for life. Turn it over. Life has just come to an end. So you meant to do that instead on the floor. Bizman Azeh Tosis back in Tainus says, we don't do that today because we're concerned. The Goyim might view it as something superstitious, but even Bizman Azeh Loileinu, an Avil will sit on the floor. So there's no Kfiyas HaMitos, but the concept of lack of comfort sitting on the floor still applies today. So an Avil certainly engages in this. What about a Menuda and a Metzoyru? Menuda u Metzoyru Mahin b'Kfiyas HaMitos Teku. What about working? Aval asur basiyas malacha, like we had back in the beginning of last perek, there's no malacha for an aval. Tichsiv afachti chagechem la'aval, la'evil. I have overturned your holiday, your chag, to mourning. So we connect the two things, chag to evil, ma chag asur b'malacha, just like on Yom Tov, we refrain from malacha, af avel asur b'malacha, likewise an aval doesn't engage in malacha. And halacha is brought down, the Ramah says, if it's a dover ha'aved, that's already questionable. We had a machlekes back in the beginning of second perek, whether that's a hetter for an avil. So halacha is that the first 3 days we try to refrain from that. We have others do it for him. In a case of hefsed meruba, in a case of where that's not feasible, we allow even the aval to do that. And in the case of hefsed meruba, we allowed even in the first couple of days, in the first stage of avelus. So when it comes to, again, it comes to davar aved, if it's the first 3 days you try to avoid, past that the aval can engage, unless it's hefsed meruba, we allow even further than that. In any case, this is the concept of aval. Sits idle, he mourns, he focuses on the loss, and that's a tremendous kavod. That's a show of respect for the departed fellow. What about a menuda? Mahu ba'asiyas malach? Amar Yosef Tashma. K'sha'amru asa ba'asiyas malach. This is back in Tanis. So they fasted, and when they got to a certain point, a certain severity in the fasting arrangement, they would stop malacha as well. We have it on Tisha B'Av as well. We don't do malacha during certain fast days. But you meant to know that the Issa malacha is not all around. It's not for the full 24-hour period. Only during the day, which is the Iker Zman of malacha. But at night, there's no Issa malacha. The Baisa continues. Right? So the Baisa there is discussing all kinds of restrictions and limitations that apply to a fast day. Issa malacha, no washing, no wearing shoes. And the Braisa throws in this line, which would seem to say that even a menuda and avil are meant to refrain from malacha. There you go. So menuda can't engage in work. He's meant to sit idle and contemplate his situation and do teshuva. My lava kulu. Should we not assume that this phrase, this comparison, this connection to menuda applies to all those activities, all those restrictions mentioned in the Braisa, including issa malacha? Loi ashara, perhaps it's going on the other things mentioned in the Braisa, but not on Isra Malach, which doesn't apply to an Av. Tashma, here's a clear right that a Menuda can engage in work. The Braisa that we discussed in the Manala. Menuda, Shoyne, Vishayne, and Loi, Niska, Vinskar, and Loi. He can hire himself out, and they can hire himself out for him. Shma, Mino, it's a Raya that a Menuda can engage in work. What about a Metzaira? Mahu, Basi, Isra Malach, take it, we leave it as a question mark. What about bathing? Avel, Osa, Berachiti, may not do so. Tachsiv, the pasuk we had earlier describing an isha who was in mourning, vatosichi shaman, don't smear oil. Ruchitze beklal sicha, although we're discussing smearing oil, but bathing, rinsing is all related to sicha, and if one is not allowed, likewise the other. What about a menuda ma'u beruchitze? Amar Rabbi Yosef Tashma. K'she'amru, this is that brisa that we started a minute ago. K'she'amru asa beruchitze, when we speak about the isa ruchitze during the time of Tanis, of Tisha B'Av, etc., lo yomru ela kol gufoy, that only applies to a full body wash. Aval, but just a minor rinse, panav, yodav, eragal, mutar, his face, hands and feet, that's okay. The Baisa throws in another phrase, v'chein atam moitze b'menudah v'aval. The fact that the Baisa adds that clause, that the same thing applies to menuda uba aval, should we not assume, my lav akulu, it's referring to all the activities mentioned in the Baisa, including is surachitza, which applies to a menuda. Loi ashara, it's going on the other items, but not on rachitza. So we leave that as a question mark. What about a metzora? Can he rinse? Can he bathe? Ma'u b'rachitza, take it, we leave it unresolved. So take it literally means, let it stand. And a Rebbe who said that take it means, it's a Rashi Tevis, tishpi, aliyoa tishpi, aliyoa navi, yitaritz, kushyeis v'abayis. He'll respond, he'll resolve all these difficulties. What about wearing shoes? Avel asur b'nilas ha-sandal. Avel may not engage in ilas ha-sandal. Back to Yecheskel, Hashem tells him, you will not keep to the halachas of the avel. You will have your shoes on your feet. What does this imply? Michlal da kuli am asur, all other avel are meant to wear shoes. So an avel is meant to sit on the floor, is meant to wallow in the dust, meant not to wear shoes. In fact, by the way, getting back to tefillin by an oval, the Rishonim Rashi in several places explains why can't an oval wear tefillin? He says because tefillin are described as pe'er, an adornment, something, an item of majesty, and an oval who is mizgoidel ba'afra, he's wallowing in the dirt and the dust, he's on the floor in a state of mourning, it's not appropriate that the tefillin rests on a person in that state. So here as well, we learn that he can't wear shoes. What about a menud? Mahu beninus hasandal? A fellow in cherem, can he wear shoes? Amar Yosef Tashma. We have a raya from a brisa that he may not. That's that same brisa that we're discussing all along. When we say one may not wear shoes during the Tisha B'Av fast, that's only in town where he doesn't have to wear the shoes. But he's on a trip, he's on the road. Shoes are indispensable. You have to wear the shoes. So there's a special heter that he can wear shoes while he's traveling. Okay, Tzad, how does he go about this? How does he do this? Yotze l'derech. Noyel. So he sets out on his journey. At that point, he puts on his shoes. When he leaves the city, he is noyel. Nichnas l'ir. When he returns back to town, chaylitz, he removes his shoes. So it's not a blanket heter. It's only as per need when he's actually on the road. The brisa continues. V'chein ata maitze b'menuda ba'oval. The same thing applies to menuda and an oval. My love, akulish, we not assume this clause refers to all the halachas. Rinsing, shoes, the right from here, that a menuda must go barefoot. Why? Perhaps not ashara, it's going on the other items, but not on the nigas hasandal, which perhaps doesn't apply to the menuda. Tosis asks the kasha, we find that Rabbi Lezer in Bava Metzia, who was in a state of nidui, tore his clothing, took off his shoes. So he says, v'yishloimar, maybe he was being machmer. So it isn't necessarily a raya from there. Continues the Gemara. Mitzor Rabbahu ben Igas HaSandal. What about Mitzor with regards to wearing shoes? Take it, we leave it unresolved. Continues the Gemara. Avil also betash shamita. Avil may not engage with his wife as married. Tachsiv. Vayenachim David as Bathsheva ishtoi. David consoled. He was Menachem Bathsheva, his wife, when their son died. And then after her, he lived with her as married. We have a raya from here. Michlal de Mikara Asr. Apparently, during the time of Avelus, they have to keep separate. Menuda Mao Batash Shamita. What about a menuda? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, bring a raya that it's permissible. Tashma, Kol Oysan Shonam Shoy Yisrael B'Midbar. We know that all throughout the years in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael were in a state of Menudin Hayu. This was after the Meraglim. They were Menuda to Hashem. It was sort of in a state of excommunication. We know that, I learned this back in the end of Tanis, that during Tu B'Av, it was a day of Simcha, one of the reasons is because the Dibur returned to Moshe, and Rashi explains, it was Nesiachet in Moshe, it was a special renewed connection between Hashem and Moshe, which did not happen all throughout the years that the Yisrael were in the Midbar. And the Yisrael were menuda lamakim, and only after they all died out, the Dor HaMidbar ceased to exist. Hashem's chiba, Hashem's favor, returned to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that Klal Yisrael were in a state of need, and still we know they had offspring. Many, many children were born in the Midbar. In fact, the entire Dor HaMidbar passed away, and only their children entered at Yisrael. So although they were menudin hayu, b'shem shumitay seim. Isn't this a raya that it's mutter? Amalei Abaye, listen to Abaye. He says, no, there's no raya. You're being a raya from what type of nidui? A heavenly nidui. Maybe that's more lenient. V'duma menuda l'shmayim shani, that's different. The kill, it's more lenient. But a menuda from Besdin is more severe. One second, kill? You mean to say that menuda l'shmayim is more kal? A minute ago you told me otherwise. V'amr's chomer. When it came to being a raya from the Menudah Hashemayim regarding the halachas that we find there, Atifas HaRosh, or not greeting Sheila Sholem, Abai himself tells us, no, Menudah Hashemayim, that's more severe. It can't be a raya, it can't be a bechumra from there. And here he's saying the other way around. We find a kula, you tell me, no, Menudah Hashemayim, there's no raya because it's not as severe. So which way is it? Va'amr's chomer. Previously you told me it's more chomer. Answers the Gemara, we're not sure. Spooky mesapkali. Abaye was uncertain how to treat the nidui l'shamayim. On the one hand, it would appear that it's more severe than Hashem. On the other hand, we can say, well, Hashem's nidui doesn't need much reinforcement. We get the message. The Bezdin's nidui needs to be reinforced. We find several times throughout Gemara that Chacham made a chizuk l'divrein. They reinforced their words to give it bite, to give it teeth, to give it power. But something that's minatur doesn't necessarily need to be enforced. It's self-enforced. In any case, perhaps nidla shamayim is not so severe. It doesn't need so many elements and so many components. And therefore, zil hachakam matchilei, when it comes to finding a chumrah, we say, there's no raya from there. With daicha, the chumrah, maybe nidla shamayim is more severe and contains more elements to it. Zil hachakam matchilei, when it comes to finding a kula, we can say the other way. With daicha, we say, no, maybe nidla shamayim is more kal, you can't prove from there. In any case, we have no raya. We have no conclusion regarding the nidui and tashmi shamita. What about a mitzvah? Ma'u b'tashmi shamita, tashma, he may not engage. The sandi of Yosha mechutz to olay is meant to remain outside his oil. Sheyeh ke menuda ke oval. He has to conduct himself like a menuda and like a oval, meaning he has to keep separate, right? Stay out of town. Don't relate to others. And that gives him an opportunity to contemplate, to realize what he did wrong, lashon hara, which distances people, and he himself has to experience that distance right now. The Brisa continues, v'aso b'tashmi shamita. How do we know that? Because mechutz la'alai is referring to his wife. Vein alai le'ishtai. Shenema, we find by Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, it says, lech emerlem, go tell Klal Yisrael, shuvu lechem la'lechem, go back to your tents, meaning back to tashmi shamita. Pretty clear from this braisa, Shema Mino, that a matzura may not. Or Bezoi says the Gemara of So Benivshes Benami Lubenuda. This braisa mentions Menuda as well in the same context. It would seem that a Menuda has the same halacha. So why aren't we sure regarding Menuda? Amar Rav Huna Berdar Pinchas Mesbeger of Yosef, the same terrorist as we had in Amar Aleph. Let's take a close look at the lashon of the braisa. Miik Tanish Asur. Does the Braisa then say that a Mitzurah may not engage in Tashmish just like a Menudah Ka'aval? It doesn't say that. It says, Shehei ki Menudah Ka'aval. In some ways, in some aspects, a Mitzurah is comparable to a Menudah Ka'aval. But Midach are nice when it comes to other things. Keep his distance, no hair cutting, etc. V'asanahim mi b'tashmish shamita. And he has an additional element. This is the Mitzurah. That he's Asur in Tashmish. But perhaps a Menudah does not have that halacha. So bottom line is, an oval may not, a material may not, a menuda we're not sure. One final halacha. When a person is in a state of avelus, he may not send a curb into the Beis HaMikdash. Why? The Sanya, Rav Shimon ben Omer, we know that there's a curb called a shalomim. We learn, shalomim means wholesome, complete. A fellow who has all his faculties in order. He's in a state of joy and simcha. Bizman shu shalim. Then he can engage in hakrovas karbonas, v'loy bizman shu oinen, as opposed to when he's in a state of aninus and mourning. So that's out. What about a menuda? Mahu she shalech karbonosim. Rav Yosef, I'll bring a raya that they may. Tashma, kol oisam shanim, shay Yisrael b'midbar. They were menudin hayu lamakim, v'shulchu karbonosim. They certainly engaged in hakrovas karbonas. Rashi Ksavyad says, they brought to meet them every day. Amalei Abaye, so once again Abaye responds with the same argument. Maybe a spiritual, a heavenly nidu is different. The kill, it's more lenient. You can't pick a riot to an ordinary nidu. Asks the Gemara jumps right back. Kill, what do you mean it's more lenient? Just earlier you told me Menudah L'Shamayim is more severe. Same teretz, it's a fuki mesapkele, we're unsure. Umatchele, and therefore we're pushed aside in both directions. We have no raya one way or the other. What about a mitzvah? Mahu, sheishaleach karbonosav, tashma desanya, rabba pasuk nechesch, v'achri tarasai. So the pasuk reads, v'achri tarasai, shiva siyamim yisperulai. We learn from here that we're speaking about two types of tumah. V'achri tarasai means he was engaged in tumas meis, acha prishasim in a meis. When he totally separates from the meis, he has the hazah of the paraduma. And the pasuk continues, shiva siyamim yisperulai. What is that referring to? Another type of tumah. Elu zayin imei sfira, the 7 days that he counts to do the aspara, the tahara process of a mitzvah. And the next pasuk says, "Ubiyoyim boyel haKodesh elachotzer apnimis l'shoros baKodesh Yaakov chatasay." What is it referring to? Who's going to bring a chat? Who's going to bring a carbon? Says Rabbi Yehuda. This is unconnected to the previous pasuk. This is referring to the asiras zu asiras seifa shaloidi, the mincha, which is brought by a kohen gadol every day, or the kohen hedyot. The first time that he enters, the first time that he comes to do avoda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in this pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'll tell you pshat in the second pasuk. It's very much connected with the previous pasuk, as Tosfos explains the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer bevoyei. It says v'yoyim boyel haKodesh. So we learn from here that he can only be makrib when he actually arrives. You can't do a long distance hakrovis, remote control hakrovis. When you're a mitzvah, you can't bring karbonis. When he's suitable, when he's roi to actually enter the Beis HaMikdash, when he's free of the Tumas Mitzvah, then he can bring a carbon. But if this fellow is not roi to come into the Beis HaMikdash, he's still a Mitzvah, he can't bring a carbon. And that's the conclusion. That's the raya that a Mitzvah may not send in a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so let's review all the categories and all the halachas. We have the aval, the menuda, and the mitzvah. Let's go down the line. Regarding taspers, hair cutting, all three must refrain for different reasons. The aval, in order to show kavod hames, the menuda and the mitzvah, this is meant to give them a little einish, a little suffering, so that they see things the way it is and they do teshuvah. What about atifa sarosh? That applies to an oval, applies to a metzora. Well, a menuda, we're not sure. We do have a mission regarding menuda lo shamayim, where they engage in atifa sarosh regarding rearing tefillin. Al oval does not. Right, it's not appropriate for the oval whose mezgoidel be afroy. Regarding a menuda metzora, we leave it in a question mark. She'ela shalom is usher by an oval. A metzora may not. A menuda, menuda lo shamayim. Does not, otherwise we're not sure. Regarding learning Torah, an aval may not be mesameh himself with divrei Torah during a state of avelus, which will divert him from the event at hand. Regarding a menudah and mitzvah, the answer is yes, they may learn Torah. Techboises, laundering, all three are asur. Kriya applies to an aval and a mitzvah. Menudah, we're not sure. Kviya samita to an aval, but does not apply to the other ones. Actually, we have a question mark, we're not sure. Is a malacha, an aval may not do malacha. A menuda may, a mitzvah we're not sure. Ruchitza, bathing, an oval is usur. A menuda and mitzvah, question mark. Nigla sasandal applies to an oval. The other ones we're not sure. Tashin shamita is usur by an oval. A mitzvah as well. A menuda we're not sure. But we do have a right that menuda al-shamayim, such as Yisrael and Midbar, they were mutan tashin shamita. And finally we have the halacha meshalchan kabar nesayan. An oval may not, he's not shalim, he's not besimcha. A mitzvah as well may not. Regarding a menuda, we're not sure, but we have a right that menudah l'shamayim, such as in the Midbar, they certainly would send their kabanos to the Beis HaMikdash. Shu b'zeicha to experience only simchas throughout our lifetime. Amen v'amen. Be well.